Makar Sankranti, dear readers, is not just a festival. It is a cosmic celebration, a gathering of stars and souls. Imagine this, every year in the month of January, something magical happens. The sun begins its journey northward, signaling a farewell to the cold days of winter. This is not merely a shift in our Earth's journey around the sun, but a spiritual transformation, a cosmic leap into something new and wonderful. Now, let us take you on a journey through the skies and across our beloved India to witness this marvelous celebration. This festival, deeply rooted in the science of astronomy, celebrates Earth's year-long dance around the sun, bringing with it a change of seasons. India, blessed to be in the Northern Hemisphere, gets a front-row seat to this spectacular show. Makar Sankranti, then, is the grand finale, the moment when the sun turns north and we will all rejoice in its warmth. Unlike other festivals that follow the moon's calendar, Makar Sankranti has a special relationship with the sun. And did you know Sankranti is not just a festival, it's personified as a deity, a mythical figure who banishes darkness and brings light. Let's delve into the symphony of rituals that make this festival so unique. Across India, from north to south and east to west, each region has its own special touch. The rituals may vary, but the essence remains the same. Bathing in sacred rivers, offering Naivedya to the sun god, and embracing a spirit of generosity. This is not just a physical cleanse, but a spiritual one, rejuvenating the soul. In the south, in Tamil Nadu, Pongal turns the festival into a four-day affair. It begins with a thorough spring cleaning, followed by a celebration of the often overlooked heroes of agriculture, the cattle. The festival is named after a delicious sweet dish, symbolizing prosperity and gratitude. Moving to Karnataka, the tradition involves mixing sesame seeds with jaggery, sharing sweetness and goodwill. It's their way of saying, let's keep our relationship as sweet as the street. As we travel north, the festival takes on a different hue. In Punjab, the air is filled with the warmth of the bonfires and the joy of flying kites. It's a communal celebration of warmth and unity. Gujarat, too, fills its skies with kites, turning the heavens into a canvas of color and freedom. It's a testament to the spirit soaring high, unbound. Each region in India paints its own picture of Makar Sankranti, yet all are threads of the same vibrant tapestry. This festival transcends rituals and celestial events. It's a celebration of renewal, warmth, and collective journey forward. It's a time when the entire country unites in joy, gratitude, and hope. So how are you celebrating Makar Sankranti or Pongal today? Share your stories and experiences with us at hello@curioustimes.in. Let's spread the joy and warmth of this beautiful festival together.